disappointing despair, if you like. It's probably the worst performance I've been involved with, if I'm honest. The start was poor. The goals we gave were poor. You know, the players have worked on stopping crosses, marking. It's a disappointment. The consistency is a concern because we've got good players. We can play very well, and then we look like we collapsed mentally and physically. You know, with a home side, we've got a good home record, but Morecambe played better than us. We gifted them two goals, and now the game is they can control the game. We've got to come at them. Second half, bringing Reece on, give us a little bit of impetus up front, but we still didn't have enough craft to get in behind them and deliver quality balls. So it was a bad day, and I think I don't think any player, and I include myself, can say we had any decency today. We were poor all round.
And what can you put that down to? Because you mentioned consistency. Because 4 days ago at Colchester, we're talking about a really good performance, and you want to build on that, but it's a step back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said we'd had three good performances where I was really happy with the structure, the mentality, the team were playing with confidence, and then it looked the same players were passing and couldn't make a pass. So, you know, I will see on Tuesday. I'll be asking them because, you know, it's a mental situation for them that if something goes wrong and they make a pass, the crowd show their displeasure, they've got to be strong, you know, and I just felt today, back to front, we were poor. And it's been a bad day for us.
You had a go second half. It improved second half. I think, as you said, not enough craft because it's not like you ever laid any siege to their goal, was it?
No, I think Morecambe were happy then to sit and counter us and they could have scored another one, but for Glenn coming out and doing a tackle. And we lost our shape and we lost our discipline. And, you know, that's poor. You know, it's a poor day. You know, you want to find out what's in their heads. And, you know, I've got to tell them. I've no problem in showing them and telling them, but I actually want them to actually look at why it was a poor performance, you know. And I've asked them if they want to have a conversation, they can. If they've got an opinion, they can have an opinion. So we're disappointed. It's a bad day. It's 3 points lost, and we've got to improve on that.
Of course, you know, like Morecambe, you'd had three games in the previous 8 days, or, you know, did you have Tuesday, Saturday, Saturday.
Yeah.
You kept the same team. Do you think maybe this was a game too many for some, perhaps?
It looked like it today, I have to say. It looked like it, but I believe we played Tuesday, and then we got a recovery, and we played Saturday. So if it would have been Saturday, Tuesday night, you might have a point. I think it's the mindset that was poor. Not, you know, the mindset makes the legs tired, and I don't think we can look at Tuesday night and then say we play on Saturday and go, well, they're tired. I think that's the modern footballer syndrome, that you need to rest players. And, you know, you could have said Jimmy had played every game and then on Tuesday night he scores three goals. So, you know, it doesn't wash with me. It actually is, you know, their mindset to be mentally better. When you go 2-0 down in 7 minutes, then it's tough. So, you know, that wasn't, we let two goals in 7 minutes. If playing on Tuesday and playing on Saturday, they can't do it in 7 minutes, then we've got a problem in life.